Chapter 2. Communicating in a remote team. Rules of communication. Communication is the most important part of creating a successful remote team. Without the little signs you get from face-to-face communication, remote workers have to improve at communicating virtually. This can be learned. Teams need to decide and agree on communication systems, which everybody can use. This is very important for new employees. The whole team must know how to use the right technology to communicate their messages. There is a place for email, instant messaging, video calls, and other types of communication. Each team will have a way of communicating that works for it. Here is an example from Basecamp, a remote computer program company. Speaking only helps the people in the room. Writing helps everyone. 5 people in a room for an hour isn't a 1-hour meeting. It's a 5-hour meeting. Poor communication creates more work. Direct ways of communicating. Finding the most direct way for a manager to communicate well with the person doing a task is very important in remote working. With lots of people working on a project, this can be difficult. People may live in different time zones or not understand how important something is. In the workplace, it is much easier to get quick answers as you can see if someone is free or busy. In remote work, where you cannot see the team, this becomes more difficult. When using chat applications, people often want to send messages to lots of people just to get a quick answer. However, this slows everything down as people cannot concentrate on their work. To be sure that answers are managed well, send a quick message to say you have seen a question and that you will reply as soon as you can. Keep your calendar up to date so that people know when you are free to answer their questions. Create a virtual office hour in your calendar every week, when employees can ask you questions. Good and bad video calls. In the post-coronavirus world, the video call is king. A bad call is 2 hours with 20 people and a poor internet connection. But what makes a great video call? Have a good camera and microphone. Only invite the people who need to be there. Share information with other people later if necessary. There is no reason why a video call cannot be only 15 minutes long. Follow the meeting agenda. Check that everyone has the agenda and any documents needed before the call. Choose someone who is responsible for following the agenda and planning future meetings if necessary. It can be useful to have a different person responsible for timekeeping. Somebody should also take minutes to record any actions to be taken after the meeting. Synchronous and asynchronous communication. According to the Harvard Business Review's Collaborative Overload, the time employees spend on collaboration has increased by 50% in the past 20 years. Workers often spend 80% of their workdays communicating with colleagues by email, about 6 hours a day. In meetings, about 15% of a company's time, and using instant messaging apps, Slack users send about 250 messages a day. So, how should you manage all the messages received? Teams could agree to answer messages in 24 hours. You can have a group on a messaging app, like WhatsApp for emergencies. Most of the instant messaging services have something called a snooze setting that helps you remember that messages are waiting. All these things are examples of synchronous communication, when lots of people are communicating at the same time, in a meeting room or in a face-to-face conversation. Answers are given or actions taken immediately. This type of communication creates a culture of always on in an organization, even when this is not necessary. It also means that workers have little time to concentrate on actually doing their work. Asynchronous communication is different. It is where an answer is not immediate, but can happen after some time. It is important to get the right balance of synchronous and asynchronous communication. The Eisenhower Decision Principle can help you organize your day and concentrate. By following its rules, a team can agree on a system to decide the kind of message or task it is looking at. Figure 1. Eisenhower Decision Principle. Important, but not urgent. Decide when you will do it. Urgent and important. Do it immediately. Not important, not urgent. Do it later. Urgent, but not important. Delegate to someone else. When the team fully understands what is urgent and what is important, people will not feel the stress of having to reply to everything immediately. They will not reply unless something is both important and urgent. Asynchronous communication works best with longer pieces of deep work, when you need to be able to concentrate on a difficult task. Deep work is what allows a company to work well, and every company needs to create the right environment to let this happen. Deep work cannot happen in an environment where synchronous communication is strong. Flow state is when you are fully concentrated on an activity. Flow state in the workplace leads to developing real understanding or ability. This is because a person thinks and collects information, and they are motivated to work harder because they need to learn if they are to achieve better results. Flow state is usually used in creative and technical work that requires a lot of concentration. The right communication for the task. However, deep work, flow state, and asynchronous communication alone do not make a company immediately more productive. You need to find the right balance in making deep work possible, but without totally stopping synchronous communication. Not all teams need as much time for deep work. Figure 2. Synchronous and asynchronous communication shows when to use which type of communication. Synchronous. 1. In emergencies. 2. Going away or meeting up as a whole company or in smaller teams. 3. Monthly one-to-ones, team meetings, or meetings when needed to discuss very difficult topics. Asynchronous. 4. Giving feedback on documents, design, or tasks, etc. 5. A virtual centre for news, ideas, feedback, having fun, and everything in between. Asynchronous communication improves productivity by making deep work easier. Because things are written and shared with everyone, it creates a system for discussing and making decisions. It is also important when bringing new people into a team, because they can see the conversations that have already happened.